Mother, Mother Ocean, I've heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You say it all. You say it all. What's the man who rode you?
Yes, indeed. Said to freak you out for a minute. Couldn't resist it. All right, the area fishery port is underway. I was doing a thing for the waterline, the one that's on the radio, and I used that as a little intro because I was talking about Luigi's this month and Mother, Mother Ocean, how bad it is with the salt water coming up on your reels, getting in there, and how it's a booger for maintenance. And I think we've still got about 30 seats left over the two nights, about 15 seats a night for the, I forget what's the dates are.
Like the 18th and 19th.
Yeah, each one has about 10 or 15 seats left. The 11th and 12th are full. 18th and 19th each have a few seats left. So you can call 625-3888, the store number, and reserve your seats if you want to get in on Luigi's thing. We will be working with reels at the table, showing you how to, oil and maintenance with no tools, no major disassembly, just minor stuff. But we're going to be teaching you all that. Let's see. Area Fishing Report. Peace River. I hear we have a few tarpon up there.
Yeah.
And what else is going on?
There's still been a few snook being caught up there around the Shell Creek area and some of the Harbor Heights docks. And then there's also been quite a few gar moving around. That's some guys just like catching them because they're just fun. They're challenging. And then I've been hearing of a few whiting and a couple, no numbers, and coincidental bycatch of big trout right there around the 75 bridge. So it's not bad at all, especially on like a windy day like today. There's a lot of little places where you can get up in there and kind of get out of it and
yeah,
enjoy it.
Nice place to go. I was telling a guy the other day that if he puts in at Harbor Heights, because you were about the 20, 30 mile an hour winds, you put in at the Harbor Heights ramp, and when you're coming out hitting the river, just go straight across, bear a little bit to the right, and you'll see the entrance into Shell Creek. There's a manatee sign on the left side of the entrance. Slow and awake. Go all the way down till you see the other sign that says 25 mile an hour, big manatee sign. And it is at a 90 degree angle with you. So when you see the second one, don't try and cut that corner to make that left. It's very shallow right off that corner. Go way up the other sign, make your left, and just stay in the middle of that channel until you get down. As you see the curve in front of you, that's about a 20 plus foot hole right there. Sometimes there's some fish in there, and a lot of tarpon seem to hang on that. But as you get down to the Sansucci Trestle, there's usually some fairly good fishing. But if the fishing is not good there, if you don't have a tower or bimini or something on top of your boat, a lot of times you can fit through the trestle, bear to the right, and idle your way all the way up to the dam. It takes you about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes from the Sansucci Trestle to idle up to the dam. But when you go up, watch behind. Every time you go around a curve, look behind you, see where it is. And you can go a little faster coming back. But if you go fast going up, you will end up in one of those dead-end bays in 8 inches of water.
Yeah.
If you idle your way up, you will go up with no problem. And 15, 20 minutes, it's beautiful, amazing scenery.
Yeah, why are you in a hurry to get through there? It's so cool. You took my mother and me up there one time, and it was just so picturesque and just a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's really neat. When you get up to the dam at the reservoir, you're literally eye level to the freshwater reservoir. You're looking right across the surface of the water. You see the gators, the turtles, fish coming up, all that kind of stuff. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But getting back to the area fishing report, down to the 41 bridge, what's going on at the bridge?
It's honestly been a little quiet the last few days. The only thing I've heard about has been a few snook at night and a couple of tarpon at night also. daytime bite. I honestly haven't heard a good report the last several days to say yay. Been, and a lot of guys fishing it, but I think most of them are up there with that high expectations of the cobia that were doing so well a couple weeks ago and now kind of fizzled out. I think they're waiting for that next little drove to come back through and get ramped up again.
Yep. Lashley Pier. Have you heard anything off the pier?
Lashley, I've heard of a couple trout, you know, not numbers, but good quality size, you know, 18, 20 inches. A couple of small whiting, and mainly the night fishing for the snook have been what their guys have been really targeting. Only a handful of legal fish, but they're definitely catching a few worthwhile. That bomber, you know, the stereotypical red and white,
right,
been the main one, but then quite a few guys have been buying that electric chicken or Texas chicken or whatever bomber calls it.
Yeah, the Texas chicken.
That color's been really popular this past week. Quite a few guys have bought a handful of them. So I'm guessing it's working.
That one always did work.
It's always been a consistent seller. It's just funny how it kind of goes in and out of fashion.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the big thing. A lot of people forget how much fashion has to do with fishing.
Yeah.
So, because they're that Texas chicken and the red, you know, white with the redhead bomber. When I first started working here, Texas chicken didn't come out until a few years later, but the red and white bomber was a staple. That,
yeah.
What do you use to catch snook? Red and white bomber, green ghost jig.
Exactly.
All right, Bayshore Pier. I've heard of a couple small sharks.
A couple of tarpon have been hooked up. A couple of small whiting, couple of trout. And then there's been a few snook being caught there still at night, like we talked about last week. Or a week before, one or two, it's blending in.
Yeah.
But, no, it's been not bad. And both piers seem to be about equal as far as the catches go. Sometimes it seems one's luckier than the other, but both piers seem to have about the same amount of activity going on them.
Okay. And going into the Port Charlotte Canal systems, what's going on there?
The mouths of the canal is by far the best thing going. Snook, some mangrove snapper, been a couple oddball sand bream. The jacks have been fairly active right at first light down there, you know, right around the beach complex, interconnecting to all those canals there. And then if you get up inside the canals, I'm hearing of a few more tarpon, some ladyfish, and a couple of oddball black drum. Not giants, but, you know, 20-pounders anyway, which is still a good, good fish as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. They're nice. They're fun. They pull hard, but they don't kill you.
Right, exactly.
Okay, going up to Eljo Bean Pier.
Eljo Bean's been best at night. The snook activity has been incredible the last several days. Seems like they always get fired up with right before a front comes through. There has been some juvenile and adult tarpon around the bridge itself. A couple guys are still catching a couple of sheep's head. Kind of like the trout, no good numbers, but really good quality. I had one guy catch three of them that were pushing 20, 21 inches. And then, you know, an oddball trout. Oddball mangrove snapper, you know, consistent fun. You know, but the nighttime, that's been right, where it's been the most activity.
Fish was talking about a lot of trout over in Tippy Canoe and over by Cattle Dock. Anything you can think of in the Myakka River, tarpon?
My nephew's been doing pretty good right there around Tippy Canoe in the north end of the Myakka cutoff on redfish and a few small snook. He's been catching all of his on shrimp or on the little johns, the little mirror lure little johns. His buddy even hooked into a 5-foot sawfish over there in 2.5 feet of water. And that was kind of exciting for them. You know, the tarpon have been off and on out there, but I haven't heard much numbers-wise or consistency. This is always that time of year where you just got to be ready for them if they show up and have a good time and take advantage of it. And if they don't show up, be ready for whatever else is going to take on the rest of the day.
Okay. Anybody back in Gulf Cove? Anybody came
A couple guys have been in buying shiners, and they've been doing well on bass way in the back of those dead-end canals. No giants, but, you know, several in the 3 and 4 pound range. And then quite a few guys catching Mayan cichlids, having a good time with that with just worms. You know, one guy's ate up with them. He's just having fun catching them and eating them. He's like, hey, they taste as good as a mangrove snapper to me as far as I'm concerned, and they're a lot easier to catch. I'm like, okay, I'll roll with that. I've never tried a Mayan cichlid yet, so I have no idea what to compare it to. But he's having a field day with them. Figures they're the same as catching perch up home. Why not? Little fish, we'll keep eating them. It's always surprised me with guys. They always want to catch something giant, but yet they'll still go play with perch.
Well, there's catching fun, and then there's, you know, eating fun. And
right.
Those Mayan cichlids, boy, down at the Fort Myers store, I've had several people come in. They're getting them in not the numbers that we have, but getting better numbers in the canals there in Cape Coral and a lot of the freshwater areas.
Yeah.
They're starting to see more of them down there and get a lot of questions about those. And once you tell them they're good to eat, I don't think these Mayans are going to be as thick in a couple years as they are right now, because people are learning good eating little fish.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Coming down on the west wall, I know a ton of snook out there.
Ton of snook, quite a few redfish too. You know, and they're eating pinfish really good and shrimp. You know, guys are catching them on whitebait too, but they're catching a lot of little peanuts on the whitebait. The guys that are actually taking the time to work it thoroughly with shrimp and pinfish are picking up the legal size snook, some high end slot redfish and over the slot redfish. And then there's out on the bar itself, a couple guys have seen a couple cobia, haven't hooked them, but they've seen a few, skipped a few pompano and have caught a couple small trout up and down the whole thing. Seems like it gets a little fishier as you get closer to the bottom.
All right. And Cape Hayes, talking about the bottom.
Right.
It's the bottom of the west wall, so what's up?
A little bit better trout as far as quality and numbers goes. A lot of bonnet heads have moved on that whole along that whole shoreline from Cape Hayes south. Been a few oddball black tips. There's even been a few what I would consider probably sandbar sharks. People are saying they're bulls, but I'm going to question that one. Right there at the mouth of Muddy Bay and along that shoreline, snook are staging up. You know, all those snook that are running down the west wall are coming across that whole area. So they've been catching a few keepers right there in Muddy Bay and along your trough that you used to fish quite a bit, going over towards Turtle.
What's the redfish doing?
The redfish have been okay there. It seems like they thin out in that last little stretch there at Cape Hayes, and then they've moved up further into the Turtles and Bull, which we'll talk about. But that Muddy Bay and the Cape, or right there at the point there, hasn't been real activity, a lot of real activity on them.
Okay, well, let's go into Turtle Bay and Bull Bay. What's going on up there?
Turtle Bay for the redfish seem to be more closer, what's that, the Eagle's Nest, where it starts to cut through over to Bull Bay?
Yep.
That area seems to be a little bit heavier, concentrated on better quality redfish and snook. To the, what I would say, I guess the north side has been more trout and small redfish and small snook. And then as you move into Bull Bay, you're getting some really good numbers of redfish and snook along the whole backside. But out in the open flat, there's been some decent trout, quite a few sheep's head moving around on the flats, and the ladyfish. Been some good sized ladyfish in there. The guys are catching those as bycatch while they're trout fishing, catching them up to like 2 feet long, which is always a blast for me as far as I'm concerned. If you got kids with you or new fishermen, ladyfish are a riot.
I can tell you, I was sitting there, and I've talked about it before, but had four guys in the boat, and they were all catching snook every couple minutes. Nice fish, I mean, slot fish. They only were keeping one snook, and they were catching them slot size and over, and a school of ladyfish, 2 foot plus, moved in, and not one person stayed snook fishing. They all went on there, and that was To be politically incorrect, a Chinese fire drill. I mean, it was
I can't even imagine.
Everywhere, lines everywhere, everybody's tangled. They would hook the ladyfish on one side of the boat. It would go under the boat, jump up, and land in the boat on the other side. And I'd be throwing them back over, trying to get the line straightened out. It was a lot of fun. It was amazing. But, you know, just to agree with your point, yeah, nobody. If you got 2 foot plus ladyfish, nobody's fishing for anything else.
Yeah, they're just way underrated as far as fun.
Speaking of underrated, Cape Hayes Reef.
Good point. Good segue.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. There's been a few Spanish mackerel there and a couple bluefish. Other than that, it's been small sheep's head and small mangrove snapper. About the only things I've heard of any consistency. I like fishing it, but I don't spend a lot of time there. Because if it's hot, you'll know it pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's either okay, we're staying here. I'll give it 20 minutes and I'm gone.
Yeah.
All right, Gasparilla Sound going from like Kaopalu up towards Placida going north. Anything going on there?
All that area basically from the north of, you know, Kaopalu Sound, Sandfly, Widden Bay, really a lot of redfish scattered throughout there. And then the snook have been real good, especially right along the perimeters of all of Widden Bay from Widden Creek all the way up to Catfish Creek. There again, shrimp and pinfish are catching your better quality fish. As you move out onto the flats and the more open water, especially behind that island where the white pelicans always hang out, that huge flat there, there's been a mixture of trout, ladyfish, a couple small jacks. You know, so it's good activity without a doubt throughout the whole thing.
All right. And taking us up to the Placida Trestle, Placida Pier. What's going on there?
A lot of these sheep's head that are leaving are kind of hitting there, and I don't think we have much more time with them there, personally, with the way the water temperature is coming up. But numbers, not great, but quality definitely is there. Once again, you're catching, you know, 16, 18, 20, 21-inch sheep's head off of there. Some very good-sized mangrove snapper, especially right at first light in the morning or right around sunset. Snook activity has been pretty decent at night. During the daytime, still a few oddball Spanish mackerel, bluefish, a few bonnet heads. A couple guys have hooked a couple tarpon there at night. A couple guys have hooked into even a couple good-sized shark there at night that they haven't been able to stop. So it's kind of getting good as far as the consistent, that middle transition activity goes. So you could go out there, target just about anything you want, and stand a pretty good chance of getting into it right now.
Okay. Going up to Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay, I haven't heard of anything until you get to Stump Pass, to be honest with you.
All right.
You know, it's been a little slow for some reason as far as fishing
reports.
What's
going on in Stump Pass?
Stump Pass has got some really good-sized whiting. There's been a couple schools of jacks that a guy was saying that's been coming through there almost every day, like clockwork between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And he said they're like 8 to 12 pounds. He said they're really good-sized ones. Snook have been starting to move into the pass there. A couple of flounder and the few sheep's head coming through. Not good numbers, but quality once again. So,
all right, I'm going to take a second here because I'm going to go down and look into the passes. I'm going to take what I got here for Stump Pass and add it in the Lemon Bay there. I'm just going to do a duplicate here just to put it in there so people know it's in the same area.
Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll just drop it in right on top here.
It's just always weird because that Lemon Bay area, you just never know with some of those reports.
Okay. And that's going to take us to, I'm going to do a quick save here. All right. Englewood Pier, Tom Adams. What's going on there?
Daytime's had a few big ladyfish, a few decent whiting, a handful of very good quality sheep's head, very small mangrove snapper. But the nighttime, a lot of guys still snook fishing off of there and doing well. They've even been hitting a handful of juvenile tarpon there, too. And all those are coming on either shrimp or artificials. One guy even mentioned the red-tailed hawk off of there the other day. I was like, hey, now you're talking.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about truly mention that. Time, and, that goes all the way back to the 80s.
Yeah,
we've got a few of the red tails up there.
Yeah.
Reefs, wrecks, Gulf of Mexico, what's going on out there?
It's been pretty bumpy, so not a lot of guys have been going out there this week. The near shore, the last report I got was on Monday, and he did very good on the mangroves and the lane snappers at about 10 miles out. He was fishing the power pole, Charlotte Reef, and then he fished some of the hard bottom around that 7-mile ledge. But he said it was just a little too bumpy for him to stay out there for too long. He saw several king mackerel launching on his way out and his way back in. He tried trolling on his way back in and couldn't get anything. You know, been some Spanish mackerel near shore up until this blow. So I think it's pretty good out there, but just got to be careful with that wind. It's hard to get really good, consistent reports with that stuff going on. Which is understandable.
Okay. Let's take it over to the passes. Any of the passes doing better than others, or is it just kind of a community thing where they're all about equal?
I think they're all pretty close to equal, with the exception of the Venice Jetties. The Venice Jetties, the only thing I've heard about good there has been a handful of very good quality sheep's head, some whiting and pompano on the outside edges of it, you know, basically the beach side of the passes.
Yeah.
And then some snook at night, but the seems like as you go south, like especially Boca Grande, Captiva Pass, Redfish Pass, stacking up better with some better quality mangrove snapper, sheep's head, pompano whiting, and then snook activity starting to really ramp up in a couple of them in really pretty good numbers. Gulf temperature, according to the news this morning, was at 77 degrees. Yeah, and that was Fort Myers news, so
right.
We're probably half a degree cooler or whatever, but that's
no,
still...
No, we're the same as Fort Myers.
Are we?
Yeah, it doesn't... It could, maybe a half a degree or something like that.
Right.
When they do temperatures in Naples area and then up in St. Pete, you know, it varies by a degree, so, you know... Anyway, if going out walking the beaches, I'm going to guess whiting and some flounder. Is that correct?
That's correct. No, that's correct.
All right. What else?
The flounder haven't been great numbers, but they've been good sized fish. I got a 22 incher the other day. He was at Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think is where he was saying. It was either Minnesota or Middle Beach. I can't remember. Somewhere on Minnesota Key. He saw several as he was wading along. He was out there right at first light, and he likes to go out there first thing in the morning. There's been a few jacks coming through. There's been some Spanish mackerel coming through where you're within casting distance of the shore. And that's really about it that I've heard of. I haven't heard of too many snook right on the beach there this week anyway. But that could all change quickly. At least the things seem to be going. Couple guys have been shark fishing at night, beach fishing both in Inglewood, Boca Grande, all that stuff, because it's that time of year for them to start getting fired up.
You ever try to look up a word? I look trying to look up how to spell cruising, and I got cursing, crushing.
It's amazing the stuff you can get from spell check.
Yeah. How do you spell cruising? C-U or
C-R-U-I-S-I-N-G.
Well, it didn't give me a red line, so I'm going to guess you're right. Okay. All right. Ponarasa, Sanibel. What's going on down there? Anything?
Around the Sanibel Causeway, I've heard some good reports of some tarpon activity and some real good snook activity at night. And, before this wind started blowing, there was a handful of tarpon out on the beach out in Sanibel around Knapp's Point. A few kingfish and a couple of even permit, according to Eric Davis a couple weeks ago. I guess there was big permit mixed in with some of those tarpon right off of Knapp's Point. He hasn't seen them since it started blowing the other day, but he said it was pretty good.
Okay. I haven't had any reports in the Coosa-Hatchee, so I don't know what to say. You?
No.
I had Matt Hagg on the phone, and I forgot to ask him.
Yeah, so. I haven't heard of anything down there.
Okay. Matt Lachey, Fish was telling me there's a bunch of redfish down there on the humps just south of Matt Lachey. Now, how's the bridge doing?
The bridge has been doing good for some snook in the evenings. And then a handful of trout right at first light in the morning and a handful of sheep's head. All the mangroves that I've heard about off there have been really little tiny guys. Is he catching them on white bait or is he catching them on pinfish, did he say?
White bait, pinfish, shrimp.
They're mixed variety of stuff.
Still doing a mixture, but a lot of them doing the white bait down there now.
Right.
Let's see, Pine Island Sound.
Pine Island Sound, that's been actually pretty decent. Is that Ratkey?
Rat and Tat.
I've heard some good reports right there in that immediate vicinity for some really good redfish, like upper slot and even over slot. Those were all coming on cut pinfish and blue crabs. And then working your way up right around the shacks area, there's been some good trout, especially in some of those deeper troughs. There's been a handful of Spanish mackerel, a couple oddball tarpon, a couple of mixtures of sharks, black tips, bonnet heads, and even the bowl slash sandbars coming through. I guess the water, I'm sure right now with the wind, it's probably pretty cloudy, but I guess it's been super clear.
Going down around Boquilla, or back up to Boquilla Drug Creek, any reports you've been getting?
Not immediately right there, but right there around Patricio and Mondongo. I've been getting some good reports of some redfish and snook around those. And then a few Spanish mackerel as you move out into the deeper channel. A lot of guys are doing the bait thing around that area, but I haven't heard of any good fish activity.
Well, because I'm not going to spell Patricio. You're going to have to listen to Radio Fishing to find out right. That bit of it, because I'm not typing it in.
The U-shaped island just north of...
Right.
Yeah, I don't need... I
it's P-A-T-R-I-C-E-O or something
yeah.
Like that.
E-I-E-I-O. Looks like pistachio, but different.
Yeah, all right. Burnt Store Two Pines.
Put Pinocchio on there, see if people are paying attention.
Yeah, Fish was telling me that there's a bunch of tarpon, ladyfish, cobia, everything just right outside the bar up to about 5 feet of water. So we're going to switch down onto the east side. According to Matt and Fisher, snook fishing's great over there from the bars out to the first row islands. Big sharks, small sharks in the flats. Ladyfish thick out on the bar. Anything you can add to that?
There's been a few cobia crews in the outside of the bar there too. And then inside there's still some pretty good redfish, because we caught a few redfish yesterday with Carl, and we were right down in that area just north of Pirate Harbor. And we were on the back side, like back inside some of those little lagoons and creeks back in there. We saw a lot more fish than we caught, but that was to be expected with that front coming through the way it did. But they had a good time. They caught fish. He was good with the kids, so it was a perfect day.
Yeah, I tried calling Carl to get a report. And hang on, I'll see if I can make a phone call here. Yeah, I wasn't able to get Carl on the phone, so we're back. And let's see, Alligator Creek. Anything? We never really did. It never really did take off.
They're still dredging there. When we drove by yesterday, they still had the booms out blocking some of the water, and there was one boat sitting high and dry that must have tried to zigzag around something.
Yeah. PGI Ponce de Leon Park.
Ponce de Leon's had a lot of little peanut snook with a few oversized snook being caught in there. Been some black drum, a lot of mangrove snapper, still been a few sheep's head. Had a guy catch a little Atlantic croaker the other day that he brought in a picture of because he couldn't identify it, didn't trust anybody out there to tell him what it was. I thought that was funny. He's like, there was nobody out there to tell me what this thing was, so I just threw it back, but I at least got a picture. I'm like, hey, you're one of the few that at least took the picture to bring it in the description. It looked like a little guy. It was probably about 10 or 12 inches long, but it was pretty cool. Hadn't seen one of those in a while. There's been some jacks coming through, too, on occasion.
Okay. Back up in the canals themselves, there's a ton of snook on the lights. A
lot of snook, yeah. A lot of juvenile tarpon, too. Been hearing a few mixed reports of some pretty decent mangrove snapper in like that 11 to 13 inch range, and a few sheep's head still. Of course, you got your black drum in your typical spots, but they seem to be very isolated in particular canals, so you just got to keep an eye out for them. I've never been good at dialing in those black drum back in there. Carl seems to have it real good, and a couple other regular customers seem to know those exact spots where they seem to be. Me, meh. It's like, hey, look at that guy.
Yeah. Well, you got to do it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the other reason I don't do charters anymore. I'm not on the water enough. Okay, Gilcrest Pier.
Just a few jacks is all I've heard of, and I heard of one guy catch a little baby whiting. Been pretty quiet there.
Okay. Alligator Creek Reef.
Alligator Creek Reef's been a little windy the last few days, so I haven't gotten anything worthwhile off of there since Saturday last week. That was the last good report I had. Unfortunately, Mother Nature does play a role in that.
And deep holes in the harbor.
Same concept. Just been a little too windy to get anything accurate.
Okay, bait reports. And I know Jug Creek has a lot of bait.
Yeah, and Jug Creek's got a mixture of good white bait, a lot of small white bait, some pinfish.
Where would you say the best pinfish activity is?
Most of the bigger pinfish of decent castable size have been out like in that 6 to 10 feet of water off of Jug Creek, closer to the intercoastal, out around Marker 5 right there off of Cape Hayes, and then out along the beaches basically, out by some of those crab pots. Just going out there and drifting around them with the sabiki is what I would be doing for them. You know, I don't know where they disappeared to. A couple few weeks ago, they were all over the place, and all of a sudden they kind of moved. I don't know if they're in a spawning pattern or what. Even our shrimper said they haven't been catching as many down there.
Okay. All right, brings us to the freshwater reports.
Bass. Bass have been really good this past week. I mean, 9 Mile Canal, a couple guys in Rotunda.
What are they using?
They're using shiners, have been like their first choice, but a couple guys have actually been buying spinner baits this past week. A few frogs have been going out the door. You always got your typical worm, but the spinner baits have definitely picked up a little bit more this past week, which is always a cool thing to see.
Chartreuse, white, black.
Both, mainly the chartreuse or chartreuse and white mixed. And the other guys have been doing real good on some bluegill in the Rotunda canals and the Rotunda ponds. And then a handful of guys have been fishing down there in the web, catching some bluegill, a few bass. Had a couple mixed reports of crappie, but most of those are the real diehard guys that are fishing at night catching the crappie.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about the crappie fishing. I'm going to try and get back to that. I'm going to... Q-U-A-R... How do you spell quarter?
Q-U-A-R-T-E-R.
Yeah, I was missing that R. It's quater. Quarter. I got it. All right, and that's going to wrap up the spots that we do there. I'm going to get a better fishing report from Sly, the one big black cop from down there in Fort Myers.
Oh, there you go.
He's one heck of a bass fisherman. Super guy. And as nice as he can be. What else is going on around the area?
Everything's kind of in that getting super excited mode. You know, people are kind of bored of the same old, so they're getting excited about the tarpon. One guy hears one report of a tarpon, next thing you know, that story gets larger and larger and larger, so they're all of a sudden here.
Right, but we're going to do a tarpon map here. I got the page set. I did the 2017 page, so you and I are going to be sitting there. That's the thing we're going to do before we abandon my office here. I'm loading the fishing report as we speak.
No problem.
I did radio fishing with those guys, and this radio fishing will be loaded as well. Let me see if I can just bring up that tarpon map. And we can talk about it while we do it, if I can find it. Open. Right. I know it's on here somewhere. Sometimes takes me a minute to find everything. Not like I don't have 80,000 things on my...
yeah, you think?
Computer here. There we go. All right. Now I'll pick out the correct thing to do the... Ooh, that's a big one. All right. Where I know Two Pines. Why isn't it allowing me to? Yeah, that was it. I think I had the wrong brush. Two Pines and the area down towards Burnt Store has been doing very well on tarpon. Where else would you say is good for tarpon?
The passes. Boca Grande in particular, and Captiva Pass, and down off of Knapp's Point off the southern tip of Sanibel there.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, you got the juveniles that are very consistent in Spring Lake and PGI.
All right. Now, piece of tape over my monitor. Can't see my colors. All right. Next bet. I'm going to go with Eljabim.
And one.
All right. Sorry about that. Going with Eljabim. Anything off the east side? I'm going to go 50-50 off the sandbar on the east side.
I'd say it's less than 50-50.
All right. How about Pirate Harbor?
Same. I think pretty much anything on this end is going to be a little less than 50-50.
Now, where else would you say a good 50-50 bet might be here?
Nighttime at the 41 Bridge or Eljabim.
Let me switch to nighttime. That's a pink dot. All right, nighttime, 41, Eljabim.
Those would be my two primary picks.
How about Sanibel?
Sanibel, yeah, definitely Sanibel off the causeway there.
Okay. Anywhere else nighttime? Placida?
I haven't heard. There's been a couple guys jumped them at Placida, but I think those were just...
jumped them is the same as catched them.
I guess. I've only heard of a couple there versus the other ones. I'm hearing more consistent numbers.
All right. Anything you want to do white dot where there's a slight chance?
Maybe Placida.
All right.
And then the upper river?
Oh, yeah, up around Harbor Heights.
Harbor Heights all the way up to the campground there.
Got it.
That whole little stretch.
Okay. Anything else you can think of?
No.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm saving that. Uh-oh.
That's never a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Computer,
why.
Surgery, and pilots. You never really want to hear those words.
With me, you never know. Okay. Because I forget where I do this stuff. All right. Oh, wait a minute. It's not there. It's... Yeah, I'll figure that out in a minute. Okay. Well, anyway, I've got it saved. Or I will have it saved one of these days. So, we're starting a new tarpon map. Like I said, this month at Luigi's. We are doing real maintenance and oiling and cleaning. We will have oil there for you to use. You can buy some if you want, but we'll have plenty for you to use. And we'll have the real cleaners there. I got Penn Reel Cleaner. We're going to be going over what do's and don'ts, how to oil your reel and not disassemble it. So I guess that's about it. Anything else you can think of?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. Fishing's starting to get super exciting, though. Jacarandas are blooming. Butterflies are all over the place. Water temperature's coming up.
With the butterflies, he says, I forget where he was fishing. It was one of the piers. And he said, here I am. And these guys were telling me about the butterfly. Butterfly goes by, and I hook a cobia. He was just all excited because literally the butterfly went by his head, and then the cobia hit. He caught two big fish, both of them. But I figured it was a cobia and a tarpon or a cobia and a shark or something like that. One of them was definitely a big cobia. And each time a butterfly went by him and he hooked up this big fish. And I mean, that's sheer coincidence, but that's like the gods going,
right,
this guy.
Here's a little reality for you.
Yeah. Every time he sees a butterfly, he's going to be grabbing his fishing pole, running to the water. It was just amazing. But they literally, the butterfly's like fluttering a couple feet from his face and the rod screams off.
So, that's funny.
Yeah, that was too cool.
It's good stuff. So,
anyway. I guess we could call a halt to this.
Sounds good.
All right. Radio fishing is relevant and, inopportune as it is. We're still getting there. A few reports here and there. I can actually say I think more than most people are doing. So
exactly.
We're trying. One of these days. One of these days I'll get this all under control and we'll have a regular schedule going. Keep promising. I've been promising it for 2-3 years now, but I'll get there.
It's Florida time.
Yeah. Soon come, man. Soon come. All right. Hey, I've been learning to play a lot of reggae, doing Bob Marley stuff with the bass at night. All right. So, I got to do the soon come, man. You know.
There you go.
So, anyway, from Fish and Frank, I'm here in the chair. Robert's in the chair across from me. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you in the next Radio Fishing. Bye.